Guys, okay, grab the calculator app on your phone.
Okay.
All right.
Punch in like the numbers 7, 5, 8, 2, 0, 0, 6. You flip it upside down. It says podcast.
Nope.
Does it?
Doesn't.
No.
Oh.
No.
So many people are making, jokes and teasing about the ladies went with Blue Origin. Of course, it was Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
Yeah.
And a few other
I wonder
folks.
How she got a ticket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so they
sleeping
get in,
with the boss.
They get in this phallic-shaped rocket, and
yes.
They go up to, like...
The edge of space.
Yeah, just the... Technically, you're in space for about 11 minutes, and then you come down, and... Pretty much, it's just a flex for rich people,
right?
To show, like, I did something cool. Aren't I awesome?
Yeah.
No, you just sat in a rocket and you went up. You came down. It's a carnival ride.
You were weightless for like 30 seconds, and then you came back down.
Pretty much, I feel like you are as accomplished as I am after I go on a ride at the Wilson County Fair.
Right. When the Blue Angels were in town one time, we went up in the Big Bertha.
Their big giant cargo plane.
And they get up to a certain altitude, then they kind of do a nosedive for a little bit. And you are weightless for a few seconds. It's very cool.
We were weightless?
Yeah. But
big deal.
Didn't cost millions of dollars. That could have gone to something more important.
Yeah,
but that's all right.
So Katy Perry, who just like, I don't know why she invites the shade.
She does.
And she gets it. And she got it hard after this little
jaunt
tourist
into almost
trip
space.
Into space.
And she got off the Blue Origin craft and kissed the ground. And people were tweeting saying, Katy Perry kissed the ground and she liked it. Reference to a song, yeah. And another thing said she was in space for 10 minutes. Wendy's, who's been giving her lots of shade.
Oh, they are the funniest social media account.
They said, don't shortchange her. It was 11 minutes. And then they went on to say, Katy Perry went into space. Can't we send her back? Which is like, what has Wendy's got against Katy Perry other than they're just making the same jokes that we were making?
Yes.
But they're doing it on a national scale and getting publicity,
I guess.
They're
speaking for the people.
Yeah, for the people.
So then things got sort of interesting.
Oh, they got a little bit more personal.
Because Kesha, hometown Nashville girl.
Yes.
She, after Wendy's posted their shade against Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Put an Instagram post of her sipping from a Wendy's cup.
Right.
Basically, like, I'm with Wendy's.
Yes.
Now, the backstory behind that...
Yeah, it's actually a serious thing behind that.
...is, yes, if you remember, Kesha was involved for years in court battles back and forth suing the producer of her albums, Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke.
For... sexual assault.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
It kind of went nowhere. There was defamation lawsuits back and forth, and it kind of just nothing happened. But Katy Perry was one of the people that initially gave Kesha support.
Right.
And kind of said, yeah, I've been there. I know which I'm with you on this lawsuit.
Right.
And then Katy Perry went back on her word and most recently went to Dr. Luke for her most recent album.
Right.
That didn't go quite as high as her trip to space.
It was on the charts for less time than she was in almost space.
Yes.
So, there's a little personal grudge there.
There's a lot of tea going on.
Yeah.
Post space flight, I say in quotes.
Yes. Space. Three things you want to know this morning.
A British tennis player has apologized after footage showed her telling an umpire that her opponent, a French player, smells really bad. Turn your radios up, and you can kind of hear her say this to the judge.
Can you tell her to wear deodorant? She smells really bad.
And you can smell it from all the way on the other side of the tennis court.
So she says. The tennis player Harriet Dart said in her Instagram story that she was truly sorry and she regretted her comments made about the French player to whom she lost.
Oh, I'm sorry that you don't smell good. scientists in Japan have figured out when we wake up in the morning, we feel less groggy and a little bit more alert if we let in a little sunlight exactly 20 minutes before our alarm goes off. So that means for a couple $100, you can get an automatic curtain opener that would let in a little bit of light 20 minutes before your alarm goes off. Sadly, none of us get up when the light is out. We get
right.
up at oh dark 30. So this does not work for any of us.
And like the time of day that the light comes out is different
sometimes
throughout the year.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, for those of you that don't have a set work time,
right.
this and a personal assistant to open it
this
20
is,
minutes before you get up, this is perfect.
This is perfect for influencers only.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have your personal chef bring you a Pop-Tart.
Wow. A company that makes baby food sold under the Target store brand is recalling 25,000 packages of a product because it may contain elevated levels of lead.
Ooh.
So they say if you got Target's Good and Gather baby pea, zucchini, kale, and thyme vegetable puree sold in 4-ounce tubs, don't give it to your kid. Throw it away.
Wow.
No level of lead is acceptable. Even though they say if they did eat this, they probably wouldn't be harmed, but why take the chance?
Yeah, and if it's a constant diet of it, that can lead into lots of trouble. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. The time has come for gender wars. And we have, ready to play, Shane and Robin, a married couple. Oh, I like this. That way, it's personal.
Yeah. I know. Where do you guys live? What part of town?
London, baby.
We're in Lebanon.
Okay, excellent. So Shane and Robin are married to each other, so you guys share a place. I'm going to ask you, Shane, tell us something that's in your junk drawer.
That I don't need. But miscellaneously speaking, a little of this and a little of that, really.
Okay.
Any one or two specific things?
Specific things, rubber bands or something that I seem to collect, and a bunch of... looks like odds and ends clippers to, like, put, like, shit bags together.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. And, Robin, I'm going to ask you a slightly different question. What's in the junk drawer you wish you could throw away?
Bills.
The bills.
Oh, the bills. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I wish we could have just put them back in the mailbox.
Light them on fire.
No,
whatever.
No kidding.
Okay. Each get a screw in the game. If you get in trouble, you can use that. And we start things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, Robin, here we go. Multiple choice. Is Slash the lead guitar player for Metallica, Poison, or Guns N' Roses?
Oh, Guns N' Roses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Smart. You got
All right.
it.
She's pretty musically inclined.
Okay. Well, she's up 1-0. Let's see if you can match her, Shane.
Okay.
Mr. Big was a character from Grey's Anatomy, Sex in the City, or Desperate Housewives?
Oh, man. I'm not good with television stuff, so I'm drawing blank here. I don't know it.
Well.
But I have to choose one, so let's go with C.
Desperate Housewives. No.
Oh, man.
Mr. Big was on Sex in the City.
I don't watch none of those shows.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That means you're a good person.
That's
exactly. I try to be.
All right. Robin, you can take a big lead here. What's the name of the University of Tennessee's dog mascot?
Smokey.
Smokey.
That is correct.
2-0, that means that Shane, you got to get this one right if you want to stay in it.
She is.
I'm getting smoked over here.
Yeah, you are. You're getting smoky as smoking you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, way.
All right, Shane, you need this.
Okay.
A man's body has 24 ribs. How many ribs does a woman's body have?
I'd say maybe one, one more. It's got to be because they have breasts. So, I mean, it's got to be, what, 25?
25 because they have breasts.
No, they have the same amount of ribs as men do. They have 24.
But I
love your answer.
I adore your logic. It's hilarious.
We get one rib, two breasts. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we're ordering it, Raising Cane's. One rib, two breasts.
Famous Dave's. Oh, my God. No, they're actually the same number on both men and women.
Okay, so that means that, Robin, you are the winner.
She beat me again.
She beat you again.
Oh.
Is this a running thing, Shane?
Yeah, she usually wins at everything. So.
Oh, well, you know what? Since you're married, you both get the prize.
Right.
Which is,
oh, man, thank God.
Tickets for Pilgrimage Fest.
Oh, man, we love that place.
I love that place, too, there on the farm over in Franklin.
Yeah, thanks you guys so much, man.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you. Thanks for the laugh and for the enjoyment.
You're very welcome. That's the least that I could do.
Gender Wars, we play twice a day, every day with Woody and Jim. Fun little game we've been playing every Wednesday. It's a shame Gina's not here today. This is her favorite game.
I know.
You tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess, did you do it when you were a little kid or a drunk adult?
We've all done these things, but sometimes they can happen either way.
Right. Yeah.
Usually
starts right after somebody says, hey, everybody, watch this.
That's right. Quite often that's the drunk one.
Yes, exactly. All right. We start with Molly. What'd you do?
I stole a traffic cone because I thought it would be a really cool hat.
A traffic cone hat. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Boy, that sounds like a drunk adult to me.
Yeah.
That just sounds like something I'd see maybe just off Broadway downtown.
Yeah, I can see that. Somebody just kind of staggering up and down Broadway wearing a traffic cone on their head. Yeah, I'm gonna guess drunk adult too. What was it, Molly?
I was drunk. I wore it all the way home. Cops did not think it was all that funny, but I did.
It's funny.
All right, we had a one for one. Okay. All right, so far.
All right.
Jocelyn is next. Tell us what you did.
I insisted on being carried everywhere for a whole night because my feet felt fancy.
Fancy feet.
Fancy feet.
Isn't that a cat food?
I think it's Fancy Feast, but close enough.
All right, yeah.
Fancy feet. I'm thinking, people like, Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey like to be carried everywhere they go. Yeah, somebody who's, maybe a little drunk, maybe a little entitled.
Yeah, I was just going to say, drunk or entitled. That does kind of sound like something a drunk would do. Mm. Maybe because they had, like, special high heels or something like that.
They were feeling fancy.
All right, I'm going to go grown up a drunk person.
Okay, I'm going drunk adult, too. All right, Jocelyn, what was it?
I was a kid.
Ah!
I got these shoes that lit up when you jump while you were wearing them, and I was convinced they were too nice to touch the ground.
Those are like L.A. Gear shoes or something, weren't they? I remember they had light-up shoes. I remember
my daughter wanted them so bad.
My kids had some of those.
she wanted them so bad. We wouldn't buy them for her.
Right.
Oh, we were both wrong on that one.
Yeah. We'll be doing it again coming up in an hour at 8:40. In the meantime, you have time to record a message for us if you download the Totally Hits 93.3 FM app at totallyhitsnashville.com. Tell us what you did, then pause a few seconds, and then tell us if you were a drunk adult or a little kid. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor and friends here from the National Humane Association. Who is this big old sweetie?
This is Delilah. Delilah is 2 years old, and she is so much fun.
Hey there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. Na, 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 na. Can't do that.
I know. Delilah is probably one of the most interesting and really just like warm-faced dog I've ever seen. She is part Shar Pei, part German Shepherd?
Wow. Yeah, that's what we're thinking. And she's got the best face I've ever seen in my entire life.
Talk about
just
like,
got a face you want to kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, when you go walking, Delilah, they're going to say, can I meet your dog?
Oh, yes, definitely. She's a showstopper for sure.
She is. So, yeah, if you can look on the Woody and Jim Show TikTok and also the Woody and Jim Show Facebook page and 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page, you can see this beautiful girl. So at 2 years old, she is at National Humane. And, you know, what do we know about her personality?
She's hilarious. I mean, she's great in the car. She immediately settled. She's walking well on a leash. We actually took her to the farmer's market.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
And she said hi to everybody. She just wanted to sniff everything. And then we were at Gardens of Babylon, and she just like laid down in the middle of the store and was like, all right, I live here now.
That's
home.
Cute. Yeah. You like a dog, you can take out places and they don't cause trouble.
Yeah, she's definitely a very good girl. And her adoption fee is actually sponsored.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah. Do we need to give props to somebody who's...
It was just an amazing person who loves Delilah.
Okay. Anonymous person.
A lover of dogs.
All right.
Okay. So if you are interested in just one big, cuddly, beautiful girl, Delilah's available and at no cost. And she's all set, right?
Yeah, she's all set. Spayed, microchipped, up to date on all of her vaccines. They get a tip-to-tail exam by our amazing vet team. So everything that we know about her, you know, and she's ready to go home.
All right. A forever home and lots of love.
Yeah. And you really have to see her to believe it. You know what I mean? So definitely go check her out.
I think probably one of the most unique dogs.
No kidding.
Ever come through our studio doors. You got to check her out. Delilah is at Nashville Humane.
Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville.
One of our best actresses, in my opinion, she's won a couple of Oscars, Kate Blanchett says she's going to give up acting. She says, my family rolls their eyes every time I say it, but I mean it. I'm serious about giving up acting. There's lots of things I want to do with my life. So apparently she wants to do other things. One of the things she said she's uncomfortable with is going out and, you know, like doing interviews once a movie comes out.
Right.
She said, quote, no one is more boring to me than myself. I find other people much more interesting. I find myself profoundly dull.
Well, and she's got to get tired of answering the same questions over and over and
over. I'm sure.
Yeah, but she's very talented. It'd be a shame if she went away.
I absolutely adore her. She's so good. One of our best actresses. And I think it's out on digital now. You can rent it. If you haven't seen the spy thriller Black Bag, she is magnificent.
She's
in
very
that
good.
Movie.
Yeah.
And you'll say, whoa, don't give up acting.
Yeah, she's very versatile. Thanks for tuning in. The weather getting nicer. We're venturing outside a little bit more.
Things have been gorgeous lately.
They really are supposed
with
to be
no
nice
storms?
Again today. Yeah.
I love it.
Going to be like up in the 80s on Easter Sunday. It's going to be really nice. We had dinner outside, which has been a rare thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a patio with the umbrella up, and then we forgot to roll down the umbrella.
Uh-oh.
So I came home yesterday, and the umbrella was luckily still in our yard. It was just in a different part of our yard.
Oh.
It didn't Mary Poppins its way somewhere else.
To, like, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got to watch out. Yeah. Like, spring weather.
Oh, yeah.
And your umbrella on the back porch is a recipe for disaster.
And another sign of spring and starting to get warmer is we're starting to see wasps showing up. There was a couple of them that were near the top of the roof there, you know, where they like to build their little nests.
Yep.
And so I told my girlfriend, Melissa, well, I'll stop at, like, you know, Home Depot or something, get some of that spray stuff
that you
can shoot from, like, 30 yards away,
that
kind of thing. And she says, no, you don't have to do that. I found something online. And I said, what's that? She says, you get a brown paper bag, kind of like a lunch bag.
Okay.
And you tie it into, like, you kind of inflate it with air, and then you tie it, and then you hang it up where you think a wasp might make a nest.
Okay.
And the plan is that the wasps will see that bag hanging there and think that it's another wasp nest. And so they will not build one next to that because they're afraid of the wasps that are in the pretend bag.
That's already taken.
Yeah, they the spot's already taken. Okay. So I'm not going to build one right there. That's why they don't build, you know, Tesla Cybertrucks next to porta potties. But I'm going, really?
Okay, paper bag. Blow into a paper bag.
And then you tie it up to part of your
Then
your
you
roof.
Hang it from the eaves of your house.
Yes, to dissuade the wasps from building a nest there because they think, oh, this spot's already taken.
You don't. If it works.
I'll let you know we did it, so I'll let you know if it works.
You don't have wasps.
Yeah.
But you do have bizarre paper bags hanging from your roof.
Right.
And
which is a conversation starter with your neighbors, obviously.
What happens when it rains?
Oh, see, we haven't faced that yet, you know. maybe I'll take the umbrella that hasn't blown away yet, and I'll put it over the bag that is representing a wasp nest. there, problem solved.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if that works.
And then
or
you
not.
Need something to keep, you know, put over the umbrella to keep it from blowing away.
Yes, it's an endless cycle. I'm gonna have to build a second roof on the house, I think.
It's like that kid's book. If you give a moose a muffin,
yes,
yeah, I mean, go read it. It's highly intellectual.
Give a wasp a paper bag. All right, let's give you a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
All right, here's proof that when a small town comes together, big things happen. In Chelsea, Michigan, there's this beloved bookstore named Serendipity Books. And they had to move because of rent problems.
Oh, yeah.
They had to move a block away. But the problem is they had 10,000 books to get from one store to the next.
Oh, wow.
So what happened? 300 people showed up. Kids, seniors, people formed a book brigade.
Oh, that's
stretching
awesome.
From the old shop to the new one, handing each book by book, down the line until they got to the new location of the store.
Kind of like the old Hands Across America thing.
Yeah.
That's
or like
amazing.
A fire brigade where you pass the buckets of water.
Great.
They wore like outfits. They carried signs. They turned it into a party. And the owner of the store said it felt like a big hug from the town. So helps that indie bookstore, you know, when bookstores are struggling.
Right.
And it was more than a move. It was kind of a love letter to your community and store.
Because, you know, real local bookstores are really few and far between now.
Yeah. Go buy your books there if you can and just hang out and have a good time. Go to Parnassus over in Green Hills. So many used bookstores.
Right. It's great. Wow.
McKay's.
Yeah.
Name it.
They got a good selection over there for
yes,
sure.
Yes, they do.
There's a... Hey, mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. There's a health hack coming out. Of course, the new study has found that you don't have to work out all the time. You can get the same amount of exercise and health benefits by just rushing through your everyday stuff. Just do everything you do, but just do it faster.
Okay.
So when you're sitting on the couch with the remote going Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus.
Do it faster.
Faster. There you go. You'll be in great shape in no time.
I feel like I do that already. I'm moving too fast. Why am I not a physical specimen?
Yeah. Hope you're having a good time today because we are. Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Thanks to everybody who has downloaded the Totally Hits 93.3 app that you can get on our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. There's a way there you can send us messages and voice messages, too. People have been telling us stupid or embarrassing things they've done, and then we have to guess. Were you a little kid when you did it or a drunk adult?
Could be either.
Could be.
These are tough.
All right. Tommy. What you got?
I stuck my head through a staircase railing and couldn't get it back out.
I think that's Tasha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Stuck her head in a staircase railing.
Mm.
Man, that sounds like a kid to me.
Yeah, like almost like a dog trying to get a ball on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, right? Although, like, you know... Drunk courage can also make you decide to do that.
I can make it fit.
But I'm feeling kid.
Okay.
What do you think?
I agree. All right, Tasha, were you a drunk adult or a little kid?
I was a little kid. Ah. They had to butter my ears to set me free.
Butter my ears.
And you smelled like Blue Bonnet for the rest of the day.
That's right. I've heard Vaseline is also one of the most used... things to get you unstuck from stuff. I think I don't remember what. I'm sure I got stuck in something when I was
a kid. I think we've all got, or in like a folding chair or something like that. Yeah, I've done all that kind of stuff. Yeah,
I haven't done that. That's hilarious.
We have Tommy now.
Well, I thought I could outrun an escalator going the wrong way. Spoiler, I couldn't.
couldn't do it.
Escalator one.
Tommy nothing. Thought he could outrun the escalator going the other
way. That sounds like something a little kid might try.
Yeah.
Could be the drunk courage, as we mentioned before.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man. Mm. I'm going to think a kid, but not real young, like maybe 12.
Yeah. Old enough to say, you're like, I can do this.
Yeah, you think you're invincible. That's all right. Tommy, I think you were a kid.
Okay, I agree. Let's go with kid.
Oh, I was drunk. It was a science experiment gone wrong.
Woody and Jim Show Podcast Extra. Let's take a moment to check in with the ladies of country and Western music here in Middle Tennessee.
So who are we checking in with?
Kacey Musgrave. Love her. She's awesome.
I was just listening to the Golden Hour album yesterday.
Yeah, I remember seeing her driving around Bonnaroo, and she was doing that as the sun was going down in Manchester. Awesome. It was really nice. But she was on Twitter, or X, or whatever the hell you want to call it now.
Yeah, you can call it Twitter.
I like Twitter.
You can't tell me what to do.
Shut up. Musk. Anyway, she's gone on and asked the question, a serious question, a medical question, saying, is it possible to die of horniness?
As a teenager, I would have said definitely.
Definitely. That we've all been on the brink of death.
If I don't, I'm going to die.
And people are tweeting back saying, see, the stars, they're just like us.
Oh, okay.
And if Kacey Musgraves is going through it, is there any hope for any of the rest of us?
So, last I knew, she had a pretty steady boyfriend.
Yeah, she did.
I wonder if that's still the case.
I don't know. Or maybe he's just not satisfying her.
All right. Or maybe he's just shutting her out.
Maybe it. Or he's on the road all the time, or she's on the road all the time.
Sorry, Kacey, I have a headache.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Another one is Dolly Parton. This really isn't about Dolly Parton, but it's something that was named after Dolly Parton.
Is it the airport?
No.
Oh, because we've been talking about them renaming the Nashville airport after Dolly.
It's an affliction that cats get.
Dolly Parton disease?
That's what they're calling it.
Stop it.
Dolly Parton syndrome.
Okay. All right. Does this have to do with their anatomy?
Yes. That I guess in certain situations, the cats can grow huge cat breasts.
But do they grow like 8 of them? I mean, how many do they have?
Well, they
don't
have.
Don't they have a lot of feeding
They have like
tubes?
A bunch of them, you know. If you buy bikinis for cats, it would have to have so many cups.
Okay, I'm asking ChatGPT now, how many nipples...
Does
a cat have?
More than Dolly Parton, I'm thinking.
I'm guessing.
Unless she has some superfluous extra nipples we've never heard about.
In case she has some horrible secret. 6 to 10.
Oh, really?
So it varies.
It can go up to 10. Wow.
Yes.
That's
but
amazing.
If they're all
swollen, that would be very painful.
How do their feet even touch the ground?
Difficult for them to walk or much less use the kitty litter box. But
good luck trying to find a silly costume for Halloween for your cat. Wow.
But the good news is if you have your cat spayed or neutered, that won't happen.
Okay. Well, you should do that anyway.
Yeah.
Just to cut down the population.
I saw this and I was alarmed because I have a cat, Moira Rose, that we adopted a couple of years ago.
And is she fixed?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Got it from Nashville Humane and she came fixed and tagged and chipped and all that stuff.
So you don't have to worry about Dolly Parton syndrome.
That's one thing I don't have to worry about is my cat growing enormous breasts, up to 10 of them. There you go.
6 to 10.
There is Science Corner with Woody and Jim. And now back to the regular podcast. 3 things you want to know this morning. Oh, we love our billionaires. Slight exaggeration and sarcasm. Mark Zuckerberg, I guess in 2022, saw that Facebook interaction with friends was starting to be on a decline. So he considered deleting everybody's friends on Facebook. And that way it would make you start over to interact with other people. So
oh, my God.
That would have sucked.
Yeah, would have sucked a lot. And oh, man.
But he didn't
evil.
Do it. I guess they talked him off the ledge.
Okay. Well, another game show host has gone to the big jackpot in the sky. Wink Martindale has passed away.
Aww.
Host of famous shows like Tic-Tac-Toe and so many others. One of those classic game show hosts.
Oh, yeah.
Who just had that smooth voice and that demeanor that, you know, was great with people. He was a Tennessee native.
Yeah, that's cool.
Started as a DJ in Memphis and was one of the first people to have an interview with Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's very cool. Wow. There is a story out of Texas. I guess a group of pickleballers have broke the world record by playing pickleball for 36 consecutive hours straight.
Wow.
They're raising money, and people are saying it was the most white 36 hours ever.
And probably the oldest. I mean, I know a lot of young people that play pickleball, but most of the people I know that play on a regular basis are 75.
Have you noticed, like right here on Harding Place, there's a pickleball place now. It used to be the Nashville Athletic Club, the NAC, and now it's Pickleball Kingdom. And sometimes I see as many as three cars out there. So,
well, it's the
lots sport. Of rascal scooters.
It's the fastest growing sport in America.
It is.
For like 5 years in a row. What you got going the rest of the day?
I just got a text from my girlfriend. She wanted me to check the Furbo camera. We have that in the house so we can check on the dogs and you can talk to them or even shoot them out treats.
Why did she tell you needed to check it?
Apparently, Kevin might have froed up.
Oh, great. So you got that waiting for you.
So I had that waiting for me. At least, you know, we threw up on the hardwood floor and not a rug.
Yes.
So I guess that's better.
Small consolation.
So yes. I may have to go get him something. And I also haven't been over there yet, but I'm thinking maybe today's the day I check out the new Trader Joe's in Murfreesboro.
Maybe the fervor has died down a little bit from the new store opening.
It's probably not a waiting list yet to get in.
Right?
Yeah, but that'll be fun, maybe.
Yesterday, I went to Restore, the Habitat for Humanity store, where people drop stuff off. You can buy like home goods and furniture and stuff like that. And I saw this table that I really loved. But I was like, am I crazy about getting this table?
Yeah.
And then I took pictures of it and I asked a bunch of people and they're like, oh yeah, that's a great table. Get that table. So I'm getting this table.
You're going to get that table?
I'm going to get that table.
You're going to pet that table?
I'm going to pet that table. I'm going to put drink on that table.
All right.
So I don't even want to describe it. I'll tell you after I get it because somebody else is going to go, oh, I'm going to go get that table I can go get that table.
Don't swipe the table from under Jim.
That's right.
Yeah. Stay away from that part of town. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim.